Okay, today we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yod, Mishnah Gimel. Magufas hachavis hamulchalachas ve'inu neshmetas. If you have a stopper of a barrel that's shaky but doesn't slip out of the mouth of the barrel, even when you turn it over, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Matzalas, Rabbi Yehuda says it's able to protect the contents of the barrel from tuma, even though it's a little bit shaky, so obviously it's not really fully sealed. V'chamor min matzalas, v'chamor say, obviously it's not airtight, so it's not going to be matzil. If the hole for putting a finger into the stopper was sunken into the opening of the barrel, hasharetz betocha, then even if the sharetz is in that hole, achavis tamei, the barrel is going to become tamei, because the sharetz is actually in the airspace of the barrel. Hasharetz bechavis, and if a sharetz is in the barrel, acholin shabetocha tamei, food that's going to be in that hole is going to be tamei as well, because whatever's in that hole is considered to be in the airspace of the barrel. Mishnah dalit hakadur v'pakah shalgemi. If you had a ball of grass or of other material, and you put it over the mouth of a barrel to seal the barrel shut, if you plaster it to the mouth of the barrel only around the edges, it does not save the things in the barrel from becoming tamei. You also have to plaster it on the top and on the bottom, and the same is going to be true if it's a piece of cloth that you put over the mouth of the barrel. But if the cloth that you put over was made out of paper or made out of leather, and then you tied it with a string around it, and then you only need to plaster around the sides of it, and it's going to be able to be matzil the contents of the barrel. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we had said that if a stopper of an earthenware of a cheres barrel is shaky but it doesn't fall out, it's machlok shebidin chum, whether it's matzil the contents. If there was the hole where you stick a finger into the stopper was sunk into the mouth of the barrel, where it's like in the avir of the kli, so it has a din of being in the avir of a kli to affect tumah in both directions. And then in Mishnah Dalit we said that if you take some ball of fibers to seal up the barrel and you only put sealant around the edges, it does not protect it, but if you put sealant all over it, then it does protect. But if it was made out of paper or out of leather and you just tie a string around it, and you put even just putting sealant around the edges would be enough. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Mishnah Hey.